Hello, this is Hard Chatter, and today Drake Bell is currently trending after revealing that he was repeatedly sexually assaulted by an adult during the time on Nickelodeon. Drake recently appeared on The Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, which examines some of the brutal and toxic treatments of the iconic child stars during their time on television. For the first time, Drake Bell opened up about being sexually assaulted by former Nickelodeon dialogue coach, Brian Peck. Okay, people? Brian Peck is the assaulter. In the series, Drake explains that Peck drove a wedge between him and his dad, eventually took the spot in the manager during the time. Drake spent a lot of time at Peck's home, which is where the assault began. And it happened over and over again. Back in October 2004, Peck was convicted of sexual abuse charges, including oral copulation with a minor under 16, performing a lewd act with a 14 and 15-year-old. Peck spent 16 months. This is what got me, y'all. He only spent 16 months in prison. Okay? And was required to register as a sex offender. At the time of the case, the victim was identified as a John Doe, but this time Drake has publicly identified himself. This is horrific, y'all. And I have watched all four of the series on The Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side Kids docuseries, and there's a lot I got to call out on this, okay? I am not really buying the fake outrage. Okay, and there's a lot of that. There's a lot of this ominous, fake, outrage. And here's the thing. I think, and here's what I believe. I believe everybody who was around at this time needs to be interviewed and identified and talked to, because I think there's more to it that we don't know. Okay, and if it happened to him, he was like, he was really a big star with Nickelodeon. Oh, and that's who else I can blame too, is Nickelodeon. Because Nickelodeon, how in the heck do you put this kind of power in someone's hands and you don't take an accountability or of all of this? This is your fault, Nickelodeon. You know darn well you were not supposed to have a bunch of kids on the set with no parents sometimes. And when the parents were there, they were asked to leave the room while the kids were performing and stuff. And there's just a lot of stuff going on. But what, here's the horrifying fact. He only spent 16 months for the rape of a child. Okay. I'm going to tell you now, when you go to watch it, please, if you have been a part of any type of abuse in the past, this is really hard. Okay. It is a hard watch. It's not for the easy hearted people. Okay. This is for somebody who understands what's really going on. Okay. But you know, I don't know people. I don't know. I have two kids of my own and never, ever would I have trusted them by themselves with any adult besides me and my husband and granny, of course. So when I see something like this and I see that parents put their care in someone else, it leads me to go, okay, when do we sit down and say that it is the parents' fault? Okay, because Drake Bell's mother was told by the father when they separated, the only thing I don't want you to do is to have him around this nasty mother trucker, Brian Peck. Don't have him around him. That was his only request. And she allowed it over and over again. It's her fault. But I think this is going to be the beginning of the end of Nickelodeon, to be honest with you. And I'm not mad about it. I'm not upset about it. When I go back and look at some of the shows and the programming they were doing, a lot of that stuff was TMI. Okay? And, you know, it's something that we shouldn't have to accept this on TV. You know, I shouldn't have to worry about my child being raised around this crap. Okay, so I want to find out what's more going on, but I do think there's other victims. He is not the only victim. So until the next time, this is Horror Chatter, and I thank you so much for listening.